Another vision, another housing plan coming out yesterday from Ottawa mayoral candidate Param Singh. The vision from Singh, who is a longtime Ottawa police officer, is a 10-year housing and homelessness plan, and it goes into several ways to increase the city's housing stock. But one of the big things that stood out, at least to me, was that Param Singh is saying empty buildings need to be and could be converted into affordable housing. So we invited him on the show. Good afternoon and welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back, Christy.
Now, I've read through this. It's quite a long document through your website, and I pulled up the PDF. But for our listeners, if you can try to succinctly describe your vision, how do you think this is going to work for the city of Ottawa? How would you actually do this?
So, great question. We already have a housing and homelessness plan. So we need to make sure that we're still recognizing and tailoring solutions that are more responsive to get better results. I don't want to reinvent the wheel. We already have stakeholders that are in place. We already have ideas. We already have city council for the last 4-8 years that have implemented a lot of strategies. And we just need to make sure that these strategies are implemented in a proper way, but still taking into account after the last 2 years of COVID, the increasing cost of doing business and whatnot, and making sure that all the solutions that we do have are tailored and responsive and give us an equitable response and keeps meeting the city's growing needs. So,
Yeah. So, I mean, when you're talking about affordable housing, though, and you're talking about converting empty buildings to achieve that, are there any buildings that come to mind?
There's already one building being converted into housing, into apartments. And that's, I believe, it's on Albert Street. It's in the downtown core somewhere. And they've repurposed a commercial building in order to do that. Now, that might not be meant for affordable housing, but it's already a step in the right direction. Because remember, in the next 20, 25 years, the city is going to be going by another 500,000 residents. So we need to place them somewhere. We need to have housing already set in place and ready for them. And I think with what COVID has taught us was that the federal government is going to be changing their ways of how they do business. And I'm hoping that that leaves us an opening in regards to maybe acquiring some of these buildings downtown and looking into how we can convert them into affordable housing. A lot of the infrastructure is already there. You have transit that goes through, you have pharmacies, you have everything 15-minute neighborhood requires in the downtown core. What we need to do is rethink the downtown core. It's no longer going to be an 8-to-5 downtown core where at 5 o'clock there's no one in the downtown core because everyone has gone home. We need to rejuvenate the downtown core, and this is one step in the right direction by increasing the amount of residents we have in the downtown core.
Param Singh, where does the money come to convert the housing? Does it come from the federal government and we wait on them?
It's going to be a combination of federal, provincial levels of government. It's going to be through private partnerships with the Builders Association, and it's not going to be an easy task to tackle for sure. But we need to start thinking outside the box. You know, the city needs to lead it, and I think we need a leader that's going to be able to push the agenda for affordable housing. And I'm coming up with solutions that are outside the box, and we just need to sit down with the right people and make sure that, you know, we have the right resources and we have the budget to do it and the financing to do it. And I'm pushing more for federal and provincial government, especially when the last year they've come up with a lot of strategies themselves and saying that we need to increase affordable homes. I think, you know, they need to step up then and say, okay, Ottawa has a plan. Let's support them and let's give them the funding that they need.
What about people who are getting booted out of their unit because the landlord says, oh, you know, Param, actually, you got to go because we are going to renovate this unit and then I'm going to jack up the price. But it's because we're doing solid renovations. How would you go about dealing with that?
That's a good question. The city already has or are looking into developing a bylaw policy that's going to be barring the dem eviction and anti-renoviction issues like this. To make sure that the tenants are protected. This is not to come down hard on the landlords, but it's to make sure that if they are going to be renovating, they are going to be demolishing to make something better, that the tenants are not the escape goat, then, you know, you kick them out and then you increase the rent. We're going to make sure that that doesn't happen in Ottawa. And I think the city's already on the right track. We just need to make sure that they continue to get the support from city staff, from city, from council, and from the next mayor, and that we get the proper city staff and stakeholders on board with these bylaws so we can keep protecting the tenants.
What about the landlords who have, you know, come out and said, okay, the tenants are telling you that it needs to be better? They're saying the opposite, that the changes go too far.
You know, there's not going to be anything we do, there's always going to, you're always going to have an opposition. So it's going to, we're going to have to sit down with everyone. We're going to have to sit down with these associations and have these hard discussions and make sure that, you know, we're on the right track and we're here to, for the people of Ottawa. You know, anything we do, it's either going to be the tenant getting angry or the landlord getting angry. I just want to make sure that there's a fair playing field out there for everyone, that no one's being taken advantage of. I don't believe in taking advantage of a landlord, a developer, or the resident. And at the end of the day...
Yeah, but the one thing, though, is there, you know, there's a legal case that was shown in one of the reports that said an outright ban on rent evictions isn't really within our scope, that we don't actually have the municipal authority to do that. So I'm trying to figure out, what would it be? A bylaw? What more could we do?
You know what? This is something that the city's already, like I said, the city's already looking into it, and I believe they are developing a bylaw. They are working towards developing something. This is something I don't have an answer to, so I'm not going to give you a fluff answer just to give you an answer. This is something that has to be looked at. We're going to have to give it some serious thought, and if there is something that the city can do to protect the tenants, then we are going to protect the tenants.
Mark Sutcliffe is planning to build 100,000 new homes in the city over the next 10 years, 1,000 new community housing units. Catherine McKenney has come out. Their pledge was to end chronic homelessness. It was about 500 people within 4 years. Do you think either of those promises are realistic, from McKenney or Sutcliffe?
I don't like comparing my my plan with theirs. I think when you start projecting numbers like that, you have to be very careful. If COVID has taught us anything, inflation has taught us anything, numbers can go up and down. I want to put as many people, I want to make sure as many people a year has a place to call home. If that number is higher, then so be it. If that number is lower, as long as it's quality home and it's not a Band-Aid solution. When it comes to chronic homelessness, chronic is, it means it's chronic. It's never going to go away. We can find solutions, long-term solutions for everyone, but I don't think chronic homelessness is going to go away. Are there strategies to make sure that we have a lot less people in that predicament? Absolutely. And we are going to be looking into it. And, you know, if there is that magic solution where we can find, a way of getting rid of chronic, homelessness, by all means, I'll be on board with that in a heartbeat. But we have to be really careful with what kind of promises we make. And I'm just realistic in regards to what we have within our resources. And, you know, with everything going on with when it comes to the inflation rate, you know, people can't afford their mortgages and things like that. You know, we have to align ourselves with everything that's happening around the world, and especially in Canada. And we have to make sure that we have the proper response for it. So.
Okay, I have to ask you, because this is happening literally minutes ago, just as I'm speaking to you on air, Bob Chiarelli, as he often does, mayoral candidate. He's a candidate for mayor now. He's a former Ontario cabinet minister and a former mayor and chair of a regional municipality in Ottawa, Ottawa Carleton. He just put out 7 minutes ago, and he's tweeting at me, that he's calling for an overhaul of the National Capital Commission. And he's saying the current governance model of the NCC doesn't work. He says the mayor of the city of Ottawa and across the river, the city of Gatineau, that they should be given voting privileges on the NCC board. Also, that the chairman's role needs to be strengthened so that they're not subservient to staff. What do you think about that? The mayor of Ottawa playing more of a leading role as somebody who's running for that job?
Great question. I think... as mayor, you know, we're going to have to provide some leadership. We're going to have to provide a vision, and that's what I'm providing. do I want a role in the NCC? I think better cooperation between Gatineau, Ottawa, and the NCC would be a step in the right direction. I don't think a major overhaul is required, but I think look into how each of our government works, whether it's at the municipal level or at the NCC level, and how we communicate with each other needs to be looked at in a more transparent way. I think we can do a better job, and I'll be pushing for that.
Finally, the other topic today came from Mark Sutcliffe being on CTV Morning Live. And I want to ask you, because you're in this race, there are 14 candidates running for mayor. And yeah. Mark Sutcliffe was saying today, it kind of feels like I'm being made out to be the villain. He said that he's being attacked, that we need less divisiveness. There are critics out there in return, as you've probably seen, Parham Singh, that are calling on Sutcliffe and saying, well, you know, you're dividing people, you've misrepresented some of these ideas, and so on and so forth. The debate rages. But let me just ask you, do you think that there has been more vitriol in this mayoral campaign? Do you feel like things have been nastier than they should be in this race?
I've been running a clean campaign. I've not been really paying attention to the other candidates as to the backlash they've received and whatnot. I've spent my time actually going out and talking to people, meet and greets and whatnot. I believe in a clean campaign because I also believe in a clean council, someone that's going to be transparent and that's going to be able to bring everyone together. The divisiveness that exists within Mark Sutcliffe, Catherine McKinney, that's on their own. If they're going to play, I can't say play games, but if they're going to be doing this during the campaign, I would be scared to see them at the mayoral level and how that's going to be played out if they were to win. I've always taught my kids and everyone else to be fair, to be honest, and to always represent yourself in a fair, honest way and transparent way. And I'm that person as well, and I'm going to keep doing that. But you know what? When you start using social media, there's always going to be backlash as well. So you just have to cut through that noise and focus on what you're doing. And I'm going to be keep pushing my platform, and I'm going to be taking into account any constructive comments that do come through any social media, and I'm going to strengthen my platform on that just for the betterment of the residents of Ottawa.
Parham Singh, thanks for the time.
No worries. Thank you for having me again.
Ottawa mayoral candidate Parham Singh, back on the show, longtime Ottawa police officer. The last time that we had him on, we focused mainly on policing issues. So wanted to bring him back on to give you another vantage point or another vision for the city of Ottawa, because there are 14 people that are running for mayor, and he's one of them.